Blog Talk Radio.
There's going to be a two?
I heard there is.
Wow. That's the first time I heard about it.
I heard there is. Somebody could have been lying to me, and if you are, I will make you pay. Don't play with my emotions that way.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Cause I love the first one.
Absolutely. I keep it on DVR. I may watch it later today. I notice something new about it every time I watch it. Did you know Gamescom was going on right now?
Yes, I did, actually.
Okay, there's a whole bunch of stuff, juice. I don't know where to begin. I'm so excited about everything.
I just came across something. I was, sorry, kind of reading ahead really quick so that I knew what I was going to be talking about, because this is kind of cool and I want it. All right, so everybody knows I hate the whole NSA and the government watching us and all of that. It's my porn, damn it. My porn. Anyways, GamePolitics.com this morning has a story where there's a device, a privacy accessory for mobile phones being offered. It's called Off Pocket. And apparently it promises to keep government from tracking your phone. They say, are you worried about NSA or the FBI snooping your favorite mobile device? Well, then there's a Kickstarter for that. Off Pocket is right up your alley. Off Pocket is described by its creators as a water-resistant metal fabric pouch specifically designed to hold a smartphone and block all types of wireless signals. From their perspective, when you are out and about with your phone, it is basically serving as a mobile tracking device for anyone that is smart enough to follow cellular Wi-Fi or GPS signals. The Off Pocket has a shielding score of over 100 dB for frequencies. Between 800 megahertz and 2.4 gigahertz, according to its creators. The campaign, the Kickstarter campaign, is looking for $35,000 in funding to get the second generation of this product to market, which could be sometime in late September for backers. Currently, the campaign has raised over $23,900 with 22 more days to go.
Nice.
I see this making it. Yeah, there's enough concern over the NSA and tracking and everything else right now. I think that they will make their funding quite quickly.
I am amazed.
I think it's awesome. Other products from AH Products, who is making this, include a thermal signature reduction fashion to hide from germs. Oh, my God, I can't talk this morning. Sorry, folks. Thermal signature reduction fashion to hide from drones. CV Dazzle to avoid facial recognition technology, and Camo Flash, anti-paparazzi fashion accessory, which I have seen in the news before. That is really cool. If I were famous and had these paparazzi hounding me all the time, I'd be wearing one of those all the effing time. Because it kind of works against their flashes so that the picture turns out bad.
Well, you know, some magazines will pay for the picture. Even bad, they don't care.
That's true.
All right. If you visited our site yesterday, you heard that Nintendo Direct was going to be running today during Gamescom. I have a ton of trailers. We're only going to let Ginger show you one because it's really not a story. I'm just excited because they also released a new app for Animal Crossing.
Yay!
It's Animal Crossing, and you're all together in a little town, and you're with your avatar. It is so cute. I can't wait.
Yeah, I was looking for a video for that one, for that story earlier, and I could not find it.
Ah, I am so, so excited. Animal Crossing.
I know, and I need to get the Wii U so I can get it.
Yeah, we will lose you if you do that. Ginger, you will never speak to us again.
Is it that bad?
I've already told you it's that bad. The fishing alone will just draw you in. You know we can't see you, what you got up on the screen, by the way. There we go. It flashed for a second.
I was having an issue. I got it.
So this is supposed to be their Gamescom Nintendo Direct thing. I don't think this is a new one, though. Because this says 7-8. Yeah, it says 7-8. It's the reverse, unless somebody put the date on wrong.
I don't know.
Saturo Iwata. But I'm very excited. So we got our new Animal Crossing app today. If anybody out there has a Wii U and is willing to share some photos, and I know you can, do that. Do that now.
I want the Wii U.
But there, here's what I'm hearing. If they haven't already, it might be in progress or it might be later today. They're going to be showing Korg MO1D, Professor Layton versus Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney. Can't wait to see that. Super Mario Brothers 2. They're going to show their indie titles lineup as well. Everybody's down with the indies. And that's about it. I think they're doing some stuff about sales, which, you know, we will not be there. Don't even look for us for that one. We are not present in that class. If you are in the UK and you want to follow along, you can check out our Facebook. Go check out what we just liked, Nintendo Direct. Well, you know what? It's not yet. Okay, so apparently they're going to live stream it at 3 p.m. I'm not sure if this is UK. Well, it says UK time.
Man, I miss playing Sonic.
Dude, don't we all? They pick up Sonic?
I don't know. I'm watching the Sonic trailer, so.
It looks like Sonic. Nintendo, wow.
I want to say, I remember us say there was a press release a while back about
Sega.
Yeah, this is for the Wii U. Sonic Lost World, October 18th, on Wii U.
Oh, that'd be hot.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to get a Wii U. I'm going to have a Wii U because, holy crap, I will lose my life playing this. That was, like, one of my favorite games as a kid. God, I loved it.
It was not mine, but I used to like to watch people play so I can tell them that they were doing it wrong. You should have jumped up there and then got those rings first before you got those.
No, I loved it. I loved it. Me and my brother would do the whole little racing one where, you know, racing through the tunnels getting all... Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, I loved it. I loved it. Mm-hmm. Oh, it looks like so much fun. I want to play. Okay, all right. I will promise I'm not looking. Look away. Look away. I'm going to continue letting that run just because... Yeah. Oh, hey, look, Corey, there's your favorite, Rayman Legends.
Mm-hmm. My knife is
I'm going to get stabbed
somewhere.
Later.
Oh, scissors.
I'm going to get stabbed later.
Yellow scissors. Oh, my. You hear that, Ginger? I'm going to start with your hair first. I'm not going to stab you. I'm just going to cut your hair off just on one side, and it's going to be crazy. Not that cute hairstyle they've been wearing.
All right, so it's going to be the all Wii U channel today, apparently. Bethesda not developing games for Wii U. But let me pull that video back up. Bethesda not developing... I'm going to lose my voice. Not developing games for Wii U cites hardware limitations. Bethesda Softworks, apparently has some bad news for owners of the Wii U. The company isn't developing any properties for Nintendo's home console. Says the VP of Public Relations, Peter Hines, I won't catch up, nom nom nom, told Joystick during QuakeCon that The Elder Scrolls Online, Wolfenstein, The New Order, and The Evil Within are not being developed for Wii U.
You say it the way I do, and they're going to jump on you, too.
What did I say wrong?
Wolfenstein. I call it Wolfenstein, too. They go, that's not how you say it.
How you say it?
I say it that way, so I don't know.
Looks like Wolfenstein to me. apparently, at QuakeCon, they said that their upcoming games would not be coming to the Wii U. None of the games we've announced are being developed for the Wii U, so it's guaranteed that none of those games are coming to Wii U. Will any future... Will any future ones come out? I can't say for sure. In our near-term focus, it's not on our radar. Because this decision to keep developing... to skip developing games for the Wii U comes down to hardware. It's largely a hardware thing. It makes the games that we want to make on whatever platforms will support them as developed. He mentioned The Elder Scrolls Online as an example, saying that the game can't be released for Xbox 360 because the hardware won't support it. As for future development on Wii U, he says it remains to be seen what the future holds. He says there's one of the few companies to list hardware limitations as the reason for skipping Wii U. Other companies like EA and Ubisoft point to the system's lackluster performance at retail.
I would rather go with a lackluster performance rather than hard to develop for, because that's just lazy.
True story, because, I mean, Nintendo's kind of hands it to you.
Lazy.
There you go.
Lazy.
We don't care what you do with it, just don't come to us for issues.
Lazy.
Oh my goodness, my allergies are all acting up. My head's all
mine are too. My head's
trying to talk, and yeah.
This is not cute.
Mm-mm.
Not cute at all. I just want to put that out to you.
No.
It's bad too.
It is. I mean, it rained like all last week, so everything's in bloom, and then this week it's so hot. So it's drying everything out all at the same time. So you're getting bombarded by everything that's blooming and the dry air, and it's just, not cute.
Can we breathe and stuff?
All right, I need to breathe.
I just want to breathe. All right, thank you, Nintendo, for paying attention, because I got some information. Animal Crossing Plaza is what was launched. Yeah, I'm working on getting those screenshots up, because we just popped up. So Animal Crossing fans, you're going to get a new place on your Wii U where you can get together and talk about your towns and share images with players from all over the world. Nintendo announced the free Animal Crossing Plaza application during Nintendo Direct, which was at 3 p.m. UK time, it was. Unfortunately, we were not here doing the news. We were looking at other stuff that was missing. Nintendo also discussed a variety of other topics about the Wii U and Nintendo 3DS games, including the debut of the Pokemon series on Wii U with Pokemon Rumble U and the story behind the legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds for Nintendo 3DS. I am two or three Legends of Zeldas behind. That is not going to work. There's also a new playable character. Yes, Luigi. Yeah, Luigi is a playable character in Super Smash Bros. For Wii U. They're calling it the Year of Luigi due to a high number of games that Mario's brother is starring in this year, including Luigi's Mansion 2 for the 3DS, Super Luigi U for the Wii U, and to celebrate his 30th anniversary of his first appearance in a video game. I guess that's what this is? Well, who wrote this business? Okay, Sonic Lost World, which we saw earlier, due out October 18th, is going to feature radio control gadgets, which can be created and customized on the 3DS version of the game, and then you can send it to the Wii U version for use in co-op multiplayer mode. You can use those gadgets to destroy your enemies, collect items, and more. Then there's Rayman. Legends.
Don't puke.
The Wii U version of the game not only assigns a different role to the player using the Wii U gamepad in multiplayer, it also includes a special bonus. Players will be able to unlock a Mario costume for Rayman and a Luigi costume for Globox. Players on the Wii U version will also be able to unlock many of the stages from the previously released Rayman Origins game. Rayman Legends launches August 29th in a few mere weeks. You also have Art Academy Sketchpad for you artists out there. This app is also coming to the Nintendo eShop on the 9th of August, so it should already be there. A few more days, yeah. It utilizes features from an upcoming edition of the Art Academy series for Wii U to let users create original artwork that can be posted directly to the Miiverse now. There's also The Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker HD. This is a reinvented HD version of the GameCube classic and has some new adjustments that enhance the overall gameplay, such as being able to sail a whole lot faster. And this one is going to launch on October 4th. There's also The Wonderful 101. It's a special installment of Nintendo Direct dedicated to Wonderful 101, and it's coming at 1600 CEST on August 9th. The game launches in stores and on the Nintendo eShop on the 23rd of August. And, of course, there's a ton of new trailers. On the 3DS, I'm going to run down these real quick. Leighton Mania, The Legend of Zelda, we told you about, A Link Between Worlds. You also have Animal Crossing New Leaf, Welcome a Friend promotion. Okay, I'm going to tell you about this one because it's adorable. If you register your Animal Crossing New Leaf with Club Nintendo by the 7th of September, you will receive a recommendation code. You can give this code to your friend, and if your friend registers a Nintendo 3D XL, Nintendo 3DS XL. That's too many acronyms, Nintendo! Between the 7th of August and the 7th of October and enters this recommendation code, they'll be able to claim a free download code for Animal Crossing New Leaf on their 3DS. How nice! You got your Korg MO1D. You got your SteamWorld Dig. Ginger is probably going to fall in love with this one. If she ever gets a hold of a 3DS, we will definitely lose her. It's kind of a steampunkish world run by robots.
Oh, girl.
It's an action platforming.
No, totally no. That's what's got me back into Minecraft at the moment, is I've got
it
the
says
steampunk
it uses,
skin.
Yep, westerns and steampunks. It's going to be on the Nintendo eShop, like, right now. Uh-oh, I shouldn't have said that. There's also Estrian Odyssey 4, Legends of the Titans. This RPG is from Atlas, and it'll be out August 30th. Super Mario Bros. 2, Summer Carnival 92, and Mario Golf World Tour was not featured in the presentation, but they said it. They had to delay the launch to 2014. So all some interesting games. Looks like they held their own little mini E3 today, Nintendo Direct. Nice, nicely done. You got me a Zelda and some Animal Crossing. That's pretty much all I need for my Wii. I don't care about the rest of it. I really don't.
This stuff is hot. So hot.
Very, very nice. Very nice.
Varnoss. Okay, I've got to show... Well, I'm trying to get it pulled up. Okay, I've got to show my screen so y'all can see this. I know this is totally Pixanista-type stuff, but I didn't see it last night, so I'm going to do it this morning. There's a Kickstarter going on right now for Espionage Cosmetics. They are looking to raise $20,000. They've gotten $7,959.
Give me a link.
Look at these nails.
Paste me a link.
I'm working on it. I got so many windows. Oh, my God. Here we go. Okay, so. Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful. Look at these pictures. Traditional cosmetics and beauty products companies don't just see geek girls as the target consumer. So wrong. So wrong. Yes, we care about our eyeliner, our lips, and our nails. We just have other things going on. Conventions to swarm, raids to lead, things, feces to write. True story. You spelled that wrong, dude. Games to master, computers to take part, and make better. Galaxies to learn about. You get the point. We have priorities, just not typical ones. High-quality nail wraps are what these are. They say, ladies, these are 10,000 leagues beyond drugstore press-ons or those mutant claws you loved in fourth grade. True story.
Oh,
our
man.
Self-adhesive nails wrap gives you perfect nails without layers of paint. I've used this kind of thing before. I love them. They're
awesome. Is that Felicia Day wearing
that,
them?
That is Felicia Day.
I want to know.
Each set of nails comes with several sizes to ensure the perfect fit. Just remove them from the package, press, and shape to your nail, and voila, yeah. Yeah, just a hint, people, if you have a clear coat sealant, put it over it. It makes them last longer.
I can't wear these, but far be it for me to begrudge my...
Why can't you wear these?
You didn't notice my nails when you saw me, did you? They're very long on their own, and they grow quickly. So as soon as I put these on, probably the next day I have to take them off. I got the real thing. Now, if you give me a template, I can, you know, like a little sticker type thing I can put over my own nail, I could probably work these, but I can never wear those. Mine grow out too quick. And listen to this. That's my nails. Hard as nails.
I love those right there, the ones that look like the universe.
The Ninja Turtles, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I haven't gone down that far yet. I had it open on two pages so that I wouldn't have to scroll while I was reading.
So they only do nails or they do makeup? Looks like they do makeup too.
It looks like they are doing makeup, but they are right now. It looks like they're covering their nails.
They need some backing so they can do it all. Because I need to be wearing.
I know.
Like the girl there with the Nebula nails. I like her whole. Everything on her face. I would just love to just walk around outside like that, go take out the trash and whatnot, put me some red eyebrows on, just rocking it.
Oh my God, these are so cute. I want these.
Oh,
they're going to do Time Lord stuff. Oh my God.
Breathe, Ginger, breathe.
Tiny whimy Time Lords.
Oh my God. Facebook, by the way.
And the new Time Lord is, like, old. The new Doctor is so old. I'm afraid he's going to have, like, a stroke or something on the show. And I'm only half joking about that. Oh, my God, look at the Wonder Woman. She's got a Wonder Woman apron.
I know.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah, sorry. That was totally from last night. A little bit late, guys. But, yeah, go over there and donate your money. And you want your girls to love you? Get her some of these.
Man.
Get her some of these.
Oh, my God. Do you see? Go to their Facebook page. By the way, they have a Facebook / Espionage Cosmetics. And look at the fourth finger there. The third finger, I'm sorry. Third finger, it is a microchip nail. I got to have it.
Where is their Facebook page?
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me put this up for Ginger. I forgot. We're all excited. See you guys. This is what makes geek girls happy. We're like, oh my god, oh my god, I have to have it. Go ahead, check out their.
Oh my god, the microchip. Oh my god, I want that.
Isn't it awesome?
Yeah, the kitty faces can just go away. Those aren't all that cute.
That microchip.
All these others.
Everything.
I love the zoom, boom, crash. The old
comic.
School. Yeah. I scrolled. Where'd it go? Oh, no, Facebook. Why do you keep doing that, Facebook? Stop it. I just wanted to scroll a little bit, and it scrolled, like, forever. There we go. That's the picture I wanted to find. Can I open that up? Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yes, microchip.
That is...
Man, I wish I could wear
those. I want those. I would wear those all the damn time.
I would, too, every time you saw me.
Wow.
That is gorgeous.
I want these. Where can I buy these?
Right there, baby. EspionageCosmetics.com.
Yeah, I'm ordering those today. Those are going to be on my hands. I'm going to have to work on growing my nails out. Because I type so much, I'm always on the computer. I keep my nails cut really, really short unless I'm wearing something like these.
Oh, honey.
So otherwise, I get my nails caught in the keys, and it's...
You know what? Is that Felicia Day? Yes, it is. She's just looking. She's a little tired there in that picture. I was like, she's looking a little tired there. I wasn't sure if that was her.
A little tired.
Even Felicia gets tired. Even geek girls get tired. All right. Oh, my God. Ginger, why you derailed the whole news program?
I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
Scroll down.
Scroll down the page to see the eyeshadow with the tree. Just...
Girl... I'm scrolling.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Yeah. I'm putting this up on our page.
Keep scrolling. Eyeshadow with the tree?
Yep.
Oh my god.
Did you see that?
Oh, I've got to send that to Bells. Bells does a lot of this stuff.
My god.
Wow. Yeah, copy image location. Go over here to...
Okay, we got to get back to our news.
There we go.
Ginger has totally derailed the show.
I did. I'm sorry, but I had to.
My goodness. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. And I like that blue on the tree. Any of us could wear that. It goes with everything.
I'm not a fan of blue, but that may be because my mom used to put me, like, in blue eyeshadow. Do you remember, I guess they still do it for kids, all the school plays, whatnot, in elementary school? Every single one of those, I had blue eyeshadow.
Because
and
it shows
hair,
up, it shows
hair.
Up, Ginger, it shows up very good with your eye color is why. Your eyes really pop with a blue. But remember, you got two different shades of blue here, and with your green, that would just be, like, awesome. It would pop like pop.
Ooh, I like the green one that they got further down.
Work. All right, so I'm going to hop back into the news while Ginger continues to look, and y'all can continue to look at that right there. Other juicy, delicious news. Well, Xbox's future is looking even more murky.
Murky?
Yeah, Xbox co-founder is warning that publishers may just leave. The arrival of a new console generation, you know, is showing that Xbox One's policies were received not well. The swift responsive change was unlike the Microsoft of old. The A-list sat down with the Xbox Project co-founder, Microsoft veteran Ed Fries, to recently talk about where the game industry is headed and what he thinks of Microsoft's changes, their swift policy changes, or rather, and he said he was very impressed. He also says, I was concerned that they wouldn't change, and I was impressed that they did and changed quickly. They clearly are responsive to feedback, and that's great. Just the fact of changing that quickly is a necessary thing in the market these days, because we all make products for customers, and it's important that we listen to our customers when they have things to say to us. It's a lot more true than it was in the old days. If you think about games, we used to spend 3 years making games and stick them in a box, and people liked them or they didn't like them. Now it's much more direct feedback from customers, since we test things a lot and see what's working and what isn't working, and the launch is the beginning of the process. He says, I'm talking more about free-to-play games now. You're basically developing it with your customers. We have much more interactive relationship with our customers. If people aren't happy, they let you know, and they can cause trouble for you. It is important for companies to be consumer-focused and to be known as companies that listen. He was very surprised. He says that Microsoft was allowing World of Tanks on Xbox 360. Yes, and the indie publishing announcement surprised him as well. He says he thinks a lot of people, he thinks like a lot of people now that he's waiting to see the details. He says he gave a talk last year about how the world of games is changing and how it might be difficult for big parts of industry to change along with it. And I want to preface this one because we're probably going to talk about it tomorrow night. He's also saying the future of the games industry is uncertain, and he sees the possibility of momentous changes. He says, who knows if there will be big publishers in the future. There don't have to be. Maybe the world of the future doesn't look like that. Maybe it's just loads of small developers getting together and then breaking them up into small teams all over the world. That's where great games are going to come from. Big publishers were formed because games were really expensive, and there were big distribution issues. Walmart didn't want to deal with 100 companies. They wanted to deal with 4 or 5. Because a lot of those things changed with digital distribution, and maybe what we'll see in the future isn't like what we've seen in the past. What does that mean? Well, we'll talk about it Thursday. You make sure you're here at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can even chime in, too. You can call in, sit in the chat room, all kind of good stuff.
Yeah. All right. So, until Thursday. Until Thursday.
A bientôt, my lovers.
Last of Us creators surprised by fan reaction to gender roles. All right. Naughty Dog creative leads Neil Druckmann and Bruce Straley have expressed their surprise at the fans' reactions to gender roles in its hit PlayStation 3 exclusive game, The Last of Us, which is an amazing game. You really should play it. During an interview over at GamesBeat, they expressed their discomfort at the game they created being used as a jump-off point for criticism of the video games industry as it relates to gender roles. They say, we were surprised by some of the criticism of our use of our... We were surprised by some of the criticism of our use or execution of the female roles inside the game and of the backlash that we got from it. I think we did an extraordinary job of creating strong characters, men, women, black, white, gray, straight... gay, straight, not gray. we're just trying to create completely fleshed-out characters, yet somehow we were used as a soapbox or something for people to stand on and say that there are still problems with the industry. Druckmann says that the industry is heading towards a sexism valley, where progress on the issue will make remaining problems within the industry stand out even more. There have been a lot of articles pointing to the positive aspects of the women and other characters. I think that there's a little bit of sexism valley, or, for lack of a better term, like the uncanny valley. The more progress we make, the more those problems stand out. I get that people are going to want to pick things apart. Straley says that he does think it's important to discuss all these very important issues. He says it's good to have the conversation. We agree about all of those things, every single one of those inequalities in the industry. We need to have that discussion, and we need to be more mature about our approach to the medium. It was just odd the way it felt like our game was being used in that way. He says, think of all the games you could use instead of The Last of Us. All right, dude, your game is amazing. It got used as a soapbox. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, the Ellie in it is pretty badass. The woman, I forget her name.
So you were offended by one of the women? Or did you feel
I didn't. Ellie fights. Ellie, she's got a mouth on her. I love her. The other girl, I can't think of her name. Oh, my God, the woman who died, who got bit.
Stop telling the story, Ginger.
Sorry. My bad. Spoiler alert. Yeah, no, the women in the game, I liked that they weren't weak. That they were out there fighting zombies just as much as everybody else, you know?
I think...
I was more upset that I couldn't play the women than anything.
Let's tweet that out.
I would have liked for it to have had a two-player mode. You know, somebody plays, of course, the man, because that's the main character. And then I would have liked to have played either Ellie or the girl who dies, you know? Like, I can't think of what her name is.
Will you stop telling us? She repeats it again.
I already said it, so...
Okay.
All right, I got your thingy up. I know, it was a fantabulous game.
I just tweeted to them. All right, in case you need more dragons in your age, you'll be happy to know the new Dragon Age is on the horizon. It's going to be called Dragon Age Inquisition.
Inquisition! Nobody ever expects Inquisition.
That's ironic that you say that, because it's going to be an Elven Inquisition, and nobody expects the Elven Inquisition, according to Eurogamer. The original Dragon Age Origins allowed you to pick from one of several races as they began their journey, but its divisive sequel, Dragon Age 2, kind of put you in a prescribed role of human named Hawk, so you didn't get to choose your player. The third in the title franchise, the Inquisition, or Dragon Age Inquisition, will see...
Listen, you only got two screens. Oh, you got three. I got four. No, I'm still beating you.
This will see the return of multiplayer races. According to some information that was revealed by Game Informer, large and varied environments will be around, customizable armor, and the return of multiplayer races... I'm sorry, multiple player races are just a few of the ways BioWare is addressing feedback from previous titles in order to shape a new future for the franchise. Additionally, for the first time ever in the series, you'll have mounts. Ooh. These are all, as you see there in the video, and that's being played there by Mark Darrow, who's the executive producer. I am so excited because Dragon Age is one of my all-time favorite games. I mean, I like Skyrim, but it can't touch Dragon Age. If I could just mix the three of them, Skyrim, Dragon Age, and Fable together, I have the perfect game. One of the perfect games.
Yeah.
I love it, and I didn't get to play Dragon Age 2, so I didn't know they didn't have playable races, so I'm not pleased. I may have to skip over that one. But Dragon Age Origins, I will start that one over and just pick a different race, because your story is different depending on your, you know, whatever race you play. I love it. Ow, my ears itchy. Look, ow, my ears itchy. I had to share that with y'all because I yelled out ow. Of course, I had to tell you why. Let me do another one. That one was kind of short.
Hey, you do another one.
Virgin Media is launching...
Virgin Media!
Is going to launch Game Space in London. London! Virgin Media will host a temporary Game Space between August 27th and September 21st, offering visitor talks, workshops, and previews of some upcoming games. The director of advertising and sponsorship, Richard Larcombe, says he's very excited, or they are very excited, to be able to provide a space where anyone can come and play games all day long, but also where visitors can come and learn or be inspired by experienced developers from across the industry. So the digital world is creating incredible job opportunities as well as entertainment for people, and the rise of the British gaming industry, and if there is a rise going on, people, they are going to stomp us in the ground. Sorry. This is something to be proud of. So this is going to be a unique place for people to use who've got the same passion for gaming we have, whether it's to debate, develop, or push the boundaries of new technologies. Virgin Media Game Space will also provide something for everyone, no matter their gaming abilities. Sony Computer Entertainment titles Beyond Two Souls and Tearaway, Oculus Rift, and Cello Fortress have been confirmed for the event, along with game jams. The event will also tie in the Eurogamer Expo, which is going to take place in the Earl's Court between September 26th and 29th, according to GamesIndustry.biz. Curator David Hayward is saying it is immensely exciting that London is getting its first game space, and I'm very pleased to be curating it. Games are such a diverse thing now, and I think Virgin Media Game Space will be an excellent way of supporting that. For full Virgin Media Game Space schedule, you can go over to their official site, vmgs.com. And sign up. I'm sorry, Ginger. I should have given you that link while I was talking. I forget. You can pop that up so they can at least see what the website is.
How dare you forget?
I know. I wish we were doing something like this here. Really?
Me?
Ma'am? Is Did I go away? Oh,
no. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I thought I went away.
Okay. No. Oh, you freaked me out there for a second.
Freaking
me. A game space. Oh, it's a little arcade machine. That was so cute.
Yeah, we can't see it. We can't see it, Ginger.
Why can't you see it? Oh, there we go. I got it. That is awesome. I like this. I'm going to have to bookmark this and check this out more.
We ever get over across the pond, that's where I'm going.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah, man.
Work.
All right, so it is my go. Let me get my windows pulled back up here because I lost a window when I was doing all that. I don't know how that happened. Anyways, game developers need to put limits on MMORPG players to avoid pathological addiction. Yeah, that's what researchers are saying now. Researchers in the United Kingdom, who apparently, you know, had too many crumpets or something, are warning MMO developers that they need to consider limiting the amount of time that the average player spends per session to combat pathological addiction and avoid inevitable government intervention. Now, F you, get up off my games. You want to riot? You go ahead and mess with my games. You go right on ahead. Track my phone. You do that. You mess with my games? Mm-mm, it's on. I will start a militia. It'll be run by Core, by the way. Researchers at the Cardiff, Derby, and Nottingham Trent University said some of the gamers play up to 90 hours a session, and that if game companies did not create in-game limits for players, governments might have no choice but to follow Asia's model for limiting playtime. No, F you! F you! We're allowed to have our addictions. Come on. You're addicted to coffee. We're addicted to games.
I so didn't think that's what you were going to say. I'm so happy you said coffee.
It's morning. I try to be good.
I was like, whoa! I was about to stop you. Hey, this is morning time.
We're not kicking people's shoes underneath the bathroom stalls looking for a good time.
Oh.
Looking at a couple of you government officials there. The study recently published in the Addiction Research and Theory Journal concludes that MMORPGs are an exhaustible system of never-ending goals and success, unlike traditional role-playing games that have an ending. Researchers found that 7 to 11% of gamers were considered pathological gamers, with some playing 40, 60, or nearly 90 hours a week. Dr. Shumelia? I think I said that right. Yeah, she's Miss Smith from now on, or he's Mr. Smith, I don't care. Dr. Smith from Cardiff Business School did acknowledge that the most popular online video games warn players not to play for too long and to take breaks. These warning messages also suggest that online video game industry might know how high the percentage of overusers is, how much time gamers spend playing, and what specific feature makes a particular game more engrossing and addictive than others. While they do not directly admit this, by showing the warning messages, they do take some responsibility into their own hands. Go tie a bag over your head and Ziploc it closed. Thank you, please.
Oh, man.
Cyberpsychologist Dr. Zahir Hussain from the University of Derby says that the warning messages by themselves are not enough. As a first step, online game developers and publishers need to look into the structural features of the game design. For example, the character development, rapid absorption rate, and multiplayer features which could make them addictive or problematic for some gamers. Wow.
I've not had a game.
It goes on and on and on about how MMOs should find a way to limit the time for their gamers. I want to say we're big girls and boys, and some of us, you know, if we're able to handle 90 hours, you know, let us be. At least we're not out there, you know, doing drugs, driving drunk, you know, stealing crap, all that good stuff. We're just, you know, killing people in digital worlds. It's all right.
It's all right.
Seriously, I mean, I go through my bouts of addiction. Right now, I'm kind of in a flipping back and forth. I've not found anything that just really, really grabbed me.
I haven't either in years.
For that MMO. I'm looking for that MMO. I want it. I miss that.
Yeah, I miss that too when you first let it up and you're like, oh, my God. Oh, I'm so excited. Where do I go first? Nothing.
Yes, and then I love it when you actually get a good one, like Dark Age came up. I'm so excited. I was so addicted. I ran a guild. I ran a raid. I ran server raids. I put time into that thing, probably 40 hours a week. And I was working 40 hours a week. And, all right, that was a little bit much time, but I loved it, and I want a game that pulls me in that hard again.
I really wish... I don't even know what to say. I really wish they would pick up some of these older MMOs. We keep hearing about that they're planning to relaunch EverQuest. You need to get that one back. We need our Dark Ages of Camelot back. You could throw me a City of Heroes and a Matrix Online, and I'd be good.
Dark Ages of Camelot is still going, but they've revamped it so much that it's just not...
I got to look in there, and I was not like, oh, wow, I want to play. I was like,
No. Give me back an old classic server. And I want it up to, like, Trials of Atlantis. Anything past that can just go burn itself in whatever digital hell it came out of. But, yeah, I went up until, like, Trials of Atlantis, and I want the old frontiers, and, yeah. Oh, talk dirty to me. Sorry. Anyway, so, yeah. I need a good game like that again. And none of these games that are out right now, I've tried because I play them, and, I mean, APB pulls me in, but that's not really, like, the type of MMO I want, and I will play the hell out of some APB. But I
have I'm sure there's a story there, but it's not so much that it pulls you in where you want to play the story.
No, I just enjoy shooting people in there.
Yeah,
I can get away with it there.
Yeah, I enjoy shooting people in the face, you know, but I don't stay in there long.
No, I went in for a little while yesterday and drove around and ran some people over. It was good.
I want my
game back. Being a pain in the ass, everybody.
I
purposely try to mess up people's missions.
I feel the change coming where the seasons are about to change. I know some of you are like, no, you don't. Yeah, I feel it. I'll start to feel it early. And I got it the other day, and I said, man, I should go to Saints Row. Oh, there's no City of Heroes. I can't go to Saints Row.
I know. Fall is coming, and I'm wanting a good game that I can play while it's old.
MMOs.
I'm not going back to WoW, darn it. I'm not going back to WoW, though. I have looked at the icon a couple of times.
Nobody's going back to WoW. Apparently, that's why they're talking about going free-to-play. They've gone indie. They're going to have to make some drastic changes to WoW. They've lost, like, millions upon millions of subscribers. So,
yeah, you know what? Well, there's you an idea. Everybody else has done it. You should try it now. When you go free-to-play, give us a classic server.
I don't even care if they do that.
I want the raids to take, you know, an hour or more.
City of Heroes raid was an all-day business. You knew when you got up Saturday, if you all were going to do, and it wasn't called a raid, I forgot, it was called a task force. You knew you were going to do a task force, you had to get up and have your stuff done Saturday morning, because you were going to be doing a task force all day. That's what I'm talking about. That's hardcore right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got to take a
break. And I missed that.
I missed that, too, where I was getting my money's worth. I'm paying you $14.99 a month, and I'm getting my $14.99 out of it. I'm in here all day. I've been killing these things all day. Why? Why? What happened to our game? Oh, I'm hurting.
Dumbed them down because apparently we're not smart enough to...
I miss running through Dark Ages of Camelot through the hills and just turning the corner and exploring. I missed EverQuest underneath the cities and all this... tunnels and trails and things to play. Now nothing.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I do remember that when Catacombs came out. Oh my god!
You know why this underneath would? Tell you why this would work. You have perfect proof that this would work. That this is what people want. That's why so many people play Skyrim and they're asking for a Skyrim online because it's the same persistent world where there's places to explore, but there's nobody else there to play with, and that's what we miss. If you would stick us in a world like Skyrim and we've got that same, you know, interaction with the environment and have other players there, perfect. Because I would love to be hunting with Ginger and saying, girl, it's a bear. Girl, there is a bear. Look.
Oh, my God. Yes. That'd be so much fun.
Kill him. We're hungry. Ginger, we're hungry. Kill him. Because you know how to get Ginger to hunt. Mostly because I like
you. Always got to be using Ginger. Come on, man.
You get all excited. It's funny to hear you get all excited. You'll be like, where's the bear? Before I even get my bow and arrow out, she's already killed it. I got it. So that's why we just tell you to
go. Yeah.
See? That's why we just tell you to go ahead and do it.
Let that thing get the jump on us. No, you got to get the jump on it.
See? Y'all, we need developers, we need us another good MMO. Really. We're hurting. We're begging.
Yes. I miss that. I miss the adrenaline. I miss all of that. Oh, and my headphones are going to start beeping and telling me that my
batteries are dying.
Yeah.
So let me jump in here with a story. All right. You people that were worrying about the DVR feature on the Xbox Live, well, if you don't have Xbox Live Gold, you need not even be worried about it because you can't use it. Uh-huh. This is coming straight from the horse's mouth on the official Xbox website. It lists the difference between your Gold features on the Xbox 360 and the Xbox One. Previously, it was revealed that the DVR feature would allow for up to 5 minutes of video playback at 720p and 30 frames per second. Elsewhere, Microsoft has noted that its One Guide feature, which outlines what's on TV and trending in the Xbox Live community, will be It'll be limited to Gold members. Yes, I'm sorry, I had to say it. This isn't as highly demanded feature, but seems very odd to limit. Some other features that are going to be missing from your Xbox One that are missing from your Xbox 360 that you have on your Xbox One is Skype. We already have Skype, don't we? Yeah, some people have.
I thought so.
I don't really use it on my Xbox, but I was under the mistaken guise that we had it.
So we're going to lose it on the Xbox 360?
Yep. Well, unless you have Gold, I guess, apparently. You also...
Oh, what's going to happen to, 10 more years of service?
Smart Mac.
Liar, liar, says pants on fire.
Their pants are burning. Smart Match will not be added to your Xbox 360. The game DVR, the One Guide, they're saying you may get the NFL on Xbox because, everybody likes the NFL. Really? I don't know what's going on here with you guys. You changed a lot of things, but you're still not. Anyway, you'll also be able to use Internet Explorer on your TV and get apps and your multiplayer and stuff still with your 360. You guys are really just pushing me away. This is going to be $5 a month with a 12-month subscription, so you got to pay up front. So there goes your $60. You got to pay right up front to get that $5 deal. And also, cross-platform multiplayer is not supported, so your friends that have COD and you can't play with. Why are Mac and PCs playing good together, but the consoles can't play together? Remember yesterday we did a story, there was a game, was it The Sims that we were talking about? It was some game where you could play cross-platform with your friends on Mac and on PC. I don't remember which game it was.
It was going down my shirt. It freaked me out.
Yeah, so you consoles need to figure out how to play better together. I'm not pleased with the Xbox. Every time I start trying to lean their way, they do something else. Why can't I have a DVR feature on my 360? At least tell me it's a programming thing and it's not because you all are...
I'll be staying with the PS3, thank you.
Stop.
But there's a reason why so many of us are being like, screw you, Xbox, we're going to Sony, because Sony's treating us good. We still have everything. Microsoft, I don't know what you're doing recently, Microsoft, but you just gotta stop. All right, so I'm going to close this out. Where is my, I think we got this, Shadows Eternal? Shadows of the Eternals. Let me get this. Oh, I already have it up. Nice. Shadows of the Eternals. Artistic vision showcased in Shadow of the Eternals video, which I'm about to show y'all, I think. And the indie developer Precursor Games reveals today. Oh, that's loud. Reveals today a video montage conveying the depth and beauty of the artwork set within its upcoming action-adventure game, Shadow of the Eternals. It's currently got a Kickstarter going on, comprised of sweeping vistas, dungeons, horrific characters, and highly detailed backgrounds. The newly released video shows the breadth of time and locations that the player will travel to, as well as the vast landscapes and environments of each era. All right, so what do we know about Shadows Eternal? It's got a cute developer. How you doing? Shadow of the Eternals is a single-player, story-driven action-adventure steeped in psychological horror that is the spiritual successor to the critically acclaimed Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem. that was out on the GameCube. Oh, God, that's reaching back. GameCube in 2002. Developed by Precursor Games, Shadow of the Eternals is expected to launch sometime in the fall of 2012 on both PC and Wii U. Because Precursor Games recently became an official PS4 developer and has added the PS4 as a stretch goal in its Kickstarter campaign. Yay! All right, so if you want to see Shadows of the Eternal, which I'm kind of... the guy's cute and all, but I would have liked to have seen gameplay of some sort. Anyways, Kickstarter campaign, you can check it out. I'm sure you can find them. All that fun stuff. They didn't even give a screenshot. So, anyways,
All right, are you ready for this next story?
Yeah.
Zombie Watch!
Zombie Watch! Friends!
Something is wrong with our Ginger. Left 4 Dead 3. Uh-huh. And Source 2 were spotted by some members of the DOTA2 subreddit during a recent tour of Valve's Seattle office via our Eurogamer friends. During the tour, a picture was taken of an internal changelog which mentions Left 4 Dead 3 and Source 2. NeoGAF user Cyborg Matt produced a zoomed-in version for us, which shows the interesting part in all its glory. If you squint really hard, it says restored Left 4 Dead 3 dim test and unit test ran locally 6 times without an asset. Ooh. That's hot. The appearance of Source 2, the second iteration of Valve's own game engine, comes as no surprise. Back in November 2012, Valve chief Gabe Newell confirmed the company was working on a new game engine. Says, "We've been working on Valve's new engine stuff for a while. We probably are just waiting for the game to roll it out with."
Fox, so I can play my engine down to the street.
Oh, my God, right? Is that game going to be Left 4 Dead 3? Ooh, we don't know.
That would be pretty, but I want my engine on the next game.
All right, now the original Source engine debuted with their Counter-Strike game Source Half-Life 2 back in 2004. Oh, my God.
Half-Life for you.
Yeah, no, I don't want to do Half-Life now. Him and Half-Life. Oh, God. In October 2012, Eurogamer did ask Valve's Chet Falsnick if he'd like to make a third game in the co-op zombie shooter Left 4 Dead. And he says, you know, sometime down the road, like anything, I would say that to all of our games. So that's not a promise of when or where. He says he really loves working on the series. It's one of his favorite series. It's just so much fun with the characters in the world. I love zombies and I love horror. So, yeah, dude, Left 4 Dead 3 is our game.
That's kind of sexist. That's the most
horror thing. That is our game.
I don't know, man. Corey's gonna shoot me. I'm a little zombied out.
We are, but by the time this comes out, we might be ready for some more zombie.
That's true. All right, so if I can get a screen to open because everything just locked up.
Uh oh. We got 8 minutes.
There we go. Oh, this was short. Take-Two files complaint with WIPO over GTA 5 domain.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Rockstar Games' parent company, Take-Two Interactive, filed a complaint this week against the World Intellectual Property Organization seeking to claim the domain GTA5, or GTAV.com. The domain name is currently registered to a Spanish resident listed as for sale. Buy it, then! Come on! That's how the market works. They have it, you buy it. You don't get to steal it.
Oh, they want to just hand it over? No, yeah. You're supposed to buy it. No, can't get behind you there, Take-Two.
No. While the domain name currently redirects users to the official Grand Theft Auto 5 website, in February it sent users to a blog about the game. Take-Two has filed over 24 disputes against websites related to GTA 5, including one that promised access to a beta test of the game. Not cute. Grand Theft Auto 5 releases on September 17th, so just in a couple of days, for Xbox 360 and PS3 in Europe. I can get Grand Theft Auto 5 on my PS3. Oh, but I can't play it at all.
Nope.
Is it cross-platform?
Nope. That's what I was just saying. The platforms do not play well together.
Well, I may end up playing it on PS3. Sorry, guys. The game releases in 10 October. Microsoft, I hate you!
You can hate them, but you love us. It's for us.
I don't want to play
the cooking, the eating, the mayhem we're going to cause, the it back and get the other one?
All right, so
this one you're gonna want.
Take two. Buy the stupid domain. You've got enough money. Come on. I don't know what your issue is. This is a market. They bought it. You should have bought it. You should have bought out like all domains. Grand Theft Auto 1 through 20.
As soon as 3 hit, they knew they had to have known they were going to do more because 3 is when they really blew up. I've been there since 1. I don't get no love for that, but you should have. At GTA 3 is when you knew.
If you did not plan ahead, it's not this chick's fault for who owns it. You know.
And kick that girl a mill and just let it go. Just give her a mill and say thanks.
Exactly. All right, so that one was a short one. I'm going to do another one. Humble Bundle, Deep Silver Bundle, adds 3 more games. Yeah, try to say that 5 times fast. Humble Bundle, Deep Silver, bleh, can't do it. See? Humble Bundle. Humble Bundle, Deep Silver Bundle. Woo-hoo. The Humble Deep Silver Bundle has added 3 new games into the mix. The action RPG Risen, Beat 'em up Sacred Citadel, and the grim first-person shooter Metro 2033. These 3 new games join 6 other games and a bunch of DLC from publisher Deep Silver for a new low price. For the average price, which is currently about $5, you can get the open-world action game Saints Row the Third, the prequel Saints Row 2 Action RPG Risen 2 Dark Waters, and the RPG Sacred 2 Golden Edition. Pay over the average to get the survival horror RPG Dead Island, the Game of the Year edition, and Saints Row the Third, the full package, which includes a bunch of extra DLC. If you want to add Dead Island's Rifttide, you have to pay at least $25. All of these games are only available for Windows through Steam. Paying the average price also earns you soundtracks from Sacred 2 Gold, Risen 2, Dead Island Rifttide, and Saints Row the Third. All right, so you want to get in on this? Humblebundle.com. So far, the bundles have managed to generate over, are you ready for this? Because this is a big number. 1,743,395.91. The sale of over 353,000 bundles.
Wow.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. And you know what?
So I have to say that this used to be like the indie bundle, and I noticed they are no longer calling it the indie bundle because Deep Silver is definitely not indie.
No. I am really jonesing for an MMO, and I can't think of any single one that I would want to play. Not a one.
I think I'm going to reinstall Aeon, but that only holds my attention for about a week. I've been playing off and on with Guild Wars 2 again, but I'm still just not.
I never liked Guild Wars because it just doesn't satisfy that MMO itch that you get.
She's got an itch.
I do. I'm hurting today. I'm missing some, you know, being able to sit down for a few hours and just disappear and, you know, run around. I'm hurting today. Where's our good MMOs? And I can't go back and play EverQuest because it doesn't act right. None of my little keys. You know how you, when you haven't been in a game for a while, you you remember the keys? Sense memory's not working. They switched some stuff around. They're trying to be all fancy. Hold down the
note. What is that sound? It's the music playing.
Yes. We're getting ready to go bye-bye.
We're going to go bye-bye?
Yeah, we're going to go bye-bye. Wait, bye-bye, Ginger. Wait, bye-bye, Ginger.
Ah, bye-bye, people.
We're not gone quite yet. I want some MMO. Anybody out there know of a good MMO? That's old schoolish. That's kind of maybe small. Maybe they're not getting the love they deserve.
I'd like to see them. Please. Somebody let me know because.
And I'm not talking about Legends of League of Legends and.
No, that's not an MMO. I don't. Well, I guess it is. No.
It is, but it's not what I'm talking about. I need some MMO. I need some. Bosses to fight, and it's going to take me 2 or 3 times, and I'm going to die, and I'm going to be angry. That's when I know it's good.
See, Aeon had me right up until the end. Because I was like, oh, this is good. The dungeons are hard. They take a while. But then you got to the end dungeons, and those Eastern folks are no joke about their dungeons. These things took 8 hours. And I was like, that's a little bit excessive for me. 2 hours? 3? I'm okay with. 8? No. No, no. No. Especially because if you don't go back in with the same group, you're locked out. So So, I mean, so you can go out of it not finished, but you can't go back in. It's kind of like, no, no.
Yeah, that's the way our task force was. You could stay in the task force, like you could log off, so long as you didn't click leave task force. Like if you needed to go eat and stuff, you got to take a break, you can, and you'd come back. But I think you couldn't be gone more than like 4 hours or something like that. So I miss that. And I'll see you guys later.
We're going to go troll for a game. We need a game.
Kiss them.
Later, boys and girls.